course, just a distant memory. Down the park and pick a fight, popping pills all through the night. We got wasted, I suppose. That's the way the water flows. Yeah, that's the way the story goes. Sometimes, just sometimes. Sometimes, just sometimes.
Jerry Cinnamon. Great, great song, Sometimes.
Just Sometimes.
7.30 in the morning, it's Friday. Platinum Hour coming up at 9 o'clock. More on that in a bit. Meanwhile, do you want £10,000? Okay, so lines for this close at 8 o'clock this morning. The tax will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. And all of the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. Online entry is if you can't text short codes, maybe you've got a work phone or something, you can still actually enter online. Okay? There you go. Now, it's £10,000 in your bank account today. Mm. 10 grand. Oh, my God. I'd love 10 grand.
Oh, me too.
It would make me go... Really would.
I totally agree with you.
There you are. 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? Good Lord, can't believe it's 10 years, by the way. 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? Write the word win on a text. You've got to start your text with the word win. And then write the name of the person, then send it to 83936. It's got to be on the text. It's got to start with the word win and then the person's name, all right? So you text the word win and your answer, send it to 83936. That's win, followed by your answer, 83936. You're in the draw. We pick somebody totally at random and we just dial the number live after 8 o'clock. If that's you, you get £10,000 in your bank account this afternoon. Could you imagine? Like, what are your plans tonight? You got plans? You doing anything, Dom?
I don't think we're doing much tonight, actually.
You know what you could afford with 10 grand? And I'm not allowed to say, like, you've got certain rules on what you can say. Sure. Oh, you can spend this on whatever. You've got to be really careful.
Yeah.
You could afford a pizza delivery.
You are spot on, actually.
Yeah. I mean, with the amount of people in your house, you wouldn't get much change, but
no, you wouldn't.
Still.
You wouldn't.
What are you doing tonight, James?
I'm going to go out for some dinner and go to the pub.
Oh, now, that sounds lovely.
Who are you going for dinner with?
Chelsea.
So there you go. You, for once in your life,
but what do you mean
could actually have dinner with Chelsea and not say the words, we're splitting this, yeah? You could actually,
exactly.
You could actually pay. You go, for the first time ever, you could actually say, I'll get this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard you say that.
No.
And you could buy a portable radiator.
Joint account.
Yeah,
no,
you could.
We don't.
You could get one of those ones with wheels.
Yeah, just pull it along.
Or furry handcuffs, at least. Give her a bit of a break.
Absolutely.
I don't need to have a radiator with me.
So your text will cost £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 8 o'clock. You need to be 18 or over, live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry at radiox.co.uk. Seriously, good luck. It's 10 grand. So just text the word WIN, followed by your answer, and send that to 83936 for your chance to win £10,000 today from the Chris Moyle Show. You excited by that?
Yeah, shut up!
All right. Thanks very much.
We get letters. We get back and back the letters.
Oh, letters. We get letters. And the letters all have eyes.
Right, here's the letters feature with Dominic Byrne.
I don't say this lightly, I have one of the heaviest boxes I've ever had.
Well, you know, what you need to do is just, you know, cut down on bread, maybe.
It's huge.
Your sack is...
It's entirely for you, Chris. James has brought this up from downstairs. It almost killed him.
Yeah.
It's massive and heavy.
Is it a rabbit?
It's not.
Okay. It's not. A massive and heavy. It's one of Pippa's friends.
No, it's not.
Hefty?
No, it's not hefty. Hi, Chris. We, your incredibly thoughtful and frankly rather brilliant admirers, listened to your show every morning and we heard you mention you wanted a Karcher pressure washer. We know you're a man of many talents, Chris. You're a radio legend, a musical theatre star.
That's right.
But we believe you have a hidden talent waiting to be unleashed. Art of pressure washing.
Oh, hello.
Think of it as your very own aquatic symphony of cleanliness. The only chart you'll be topping is the sparkliest patio chart.
Oh, yup.
It's a good chart.
Hope you enjoy your new Karcher pressure washer. She's mentioned Karcher so many times in this letter. Many thanks, Heather at Karcher.
Thank you, Heather at Karcher.
P.S. Heartless Pippa. That's what she says. Now, I'll bring it around to you. It is brilliant. This is top of the range.
Say for your listening.
You just need to...
Are you going
to
push it?
Yeah.
Push it real good.
You need to arrange to get it home. That's the idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now you've been to mine. I do have outdoor space. It ain't the biggest.
It isn't, but this would be great. So there you go.
Oh, holy Jesus.
So that is...
That's the R2-D2's head.
It's got one of them round things that does your driveway.
Yeah, the driveway.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, James, look.
Yeah, that's... Where is that hat? Boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop. You've got a high pressure washer accessory, which is an eco booster.
Oh, yeah. It's like... it's like a droid.
I know, James.
Something plastic.
Yeah.
And the actual base is down there. There's your hose.
Oh, my God. Where would I even store it?
Have you got your little shed outside or something like that?
You wouldn't go in ours. We had a shed that would literally... It would fit you stood upright.
Yeah.
And that'd be it.
Okay.
So that's how small it is. That's how tiny.
Oh, you're going to need a bigger shed.
Oh, you're going to have the sparkliest patio. Pato Banton.
Right. My God, it's massive.
Thanks, Heather. What a lovely thing you've got.
Oh, thank you, Heather.
Have you tried picking it up? Just try picking that box up. You don't need to go to the gym.
I'm moving it with my feet.
Yeah, it's really heavy.
That's a big, heavy-duty one.
Isn't it?
I bought the smallest one this week.
Yeah. They're good, aren't they? They genuinely are great.
Do you draw... As you're cleaning, do you draw anything?
James?
Oh, yeah.
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 You've got to draw one of them.
You've got to put your initials in.
Yeah.
Did you put your initials in, James, or did you do something else?
It wasn't my initials.
Right.
It was a piece of art, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you take a picture of the piece of art?
Absolutely.
Was it Willie?
Yeah.
Of course it was. You're such a child.
Tim's already texted me.
Is she excited? What's she saying?
I'm just sending her a photo of it.
Yeah.
She said, yay, just in time for the patio clean.
Perfect.
The thing is, here's the thing.
I love doing it.
Right? I mean, we might do it together, but Tiff would go, right, I'll have a go with that.
Right.
And she'd probably end up doing the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it quite therapeutic. Fun. It's brilliant.
It's just fun.
You do get dirty legs, that's the only thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't do it in your nice trainers.
No, absolutely not.
You put your old runners on.
Yeah, or put shorts on and old trainers or something.
Pressure washer jeans.
Exactly. What a lovely thing.
I see you're wearing those today.
Yeah, they're nice, James.
Andy Wrexham says, turn it up to the max and try and knock James over with it. Yes!
Good one.
No, it's dangerous, isn't it? You can't.
It is dangerous,
you can't
Why?
Do a jet of water to the face, can you?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't do it to the face.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, still no.
I do it to D's.
D's.
D's nuts!
No, you can't do that.
Just one more quick one as well.
Yeah.
Been sent a T-shirt in. I didn't see a letter with it. That's not to say there wasn't one.
Oh, that means there's definitely a letter with it.
I just didn't see a letter.
I got some T-shirts from Percival the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I now have quite the collection.
Oh, very nice.
I got one from Jamie, my mate, Jamie.
Yeah.
Mm. It had a little DeLorean car on it. It was limited edition.
Very nice.
Anyway, I was wearing it and Tiff went, oh, you got a little hole in that T-shirt. I went, no, I'll get some more. Went on the website. They didn't have any more because I didn't realise it was limited edition.
Right.
Anyway, ordered myself a couple of new shirts. Then I got sent some in.
Mm.
Ended up they were from Jason Vale.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yes.
As a birthday present. Now, Percival, I've actually gone, hey, thanks for the mention. Here's a couple of shirts.
Oh, lovely.
I'm like, thanks very much.
That's amazing.
I have now got quite the collection.
Don't you have one?
Which is great because, as Tiff always says to me, you know what you need, Chris, is more white T-shirts.
Mm, absolutely.
Because I'm down to my last 16 now.
Yeah, you do have a lot.
I'm glad you've joined that group of brands.
Well, here's
we should wear them together. We should phone each
other. Here's a T-shirt you might like to wear. It's actually sent for me, but I'll happily give it to you if you like.
Okay. What does it say?
It says hooray. This T-shirt says hooray. This T-shirt says hooray for boobies.
Do you know what? That's your colour.
I've turned my headphones down then.
and it's got a picture of what on?
So these birds are called boobies.
Stop.
They are.
They're booby birds.
Yeah, boobies. Yeah, boobies.
I didn't know that.
Really big. They're really big birds.
Are there really birds called boobies?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So these are boobies. I don't know if they have a blue beak in real life.
Now, do you know what that T-shirt could be used for?
What?
Wearing when you're jet-washing the patio.
Now, the only thing is, and thank you very much indeed to the person who sent it in, I don't know how big they think I am, because that's quite a large T-shirt.
That's old Chris Moyle's size.
It's bigger than old Chris Moyle's size.
What does it say on the label?
It says XL, but I think it's bigger.
And it says on the front of the T-shirt what?
It says, XL. It says, hooray for the birds on there. Hooray for boobies.
You got that, Captain?
There you go.
How many are there on the front of it?
Blue-footed boobies. Sorry, that's from Yvonne, that's the name, that's what they're...
Isn't that the name of that magazine you get?
No, I don't get those.
Right.
But yeah, look, they've got blue feet and blue beaks.
Is that your homepage?
It's not my homepage, James, you're such an idiot. Right, dom at radiox.co.uk if you'd like to send something in.
Homepage is German imported...
No, it's not. Thank you very much for sending the Karcher stuff in, Heather, as well. That's amazing.
What is your favourite magazine? Is it triple XL, triple X?
No, I like Q magazine, if that's still going. I don't, NME, not going as a magazine.
XXX.
And just, general newspapers.
Naughty.
No. Dom at radiox.co.uk. Look at the time. Dom at radiox.co.uk. Or you can send stuff through the post, if you would like to do that, to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show.
Booby boo boobs. Boobies. Boobies.
WC2.
Boobs.
7LA.
Apparently, Archie says, there is an episode of Planet Earth with David Attenborough, and when David Attenborough says the words, boobies are superb. Now, I would very much like that clip.
Yes.
But who on earth... Who could you give that job to?
Yeah.
To have to search through the episode of Planet Earth with boobies on?
Yeah. Captain?
Boobies. Have you found it? You found it? How did you find it that quick?
How did you get it that quick?
Let's get the audio. We'll play that when we come right back. That's class.
The Chris Moyle Show.
What a show this is.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Money Super 7. You've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more.
Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards. Qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Good morning, contestant number one. Place your hand on the buzzer. When does a Greg's breakfast deal hit just right?
I'm all about a bacon roll before lectures. Oh, and a morning coffee on my dog walks.
What a delicious way to start your day. Whatever you get up to, enjoy any breakfast roll and hot drink from just £2.85. Greg's, back some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details. Subject to availability.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Is it time for a little payday treat? Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Last one laughing. You laugh, you're out.
Oh, this is a funny lot.
Joining us are Bob Mortimer, Daisy May Cooper, Richard Iwadi.
I haven't laughed since the 90s.
Sarah Pascoe, Joe Lycett, Lou Sanders.
We are bad at this game.
Joe Wilkinson, Harriet Kemsley, Judy Love, and Rob Beckett.
I think I need a moment.
Join host Jimmy Carr with Roisin Connolly as 10 of Britain's best comedians do battle. New series Last One Laughing. Watch now, only on Prime Video.
You do
anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Every day, UK businesses sell their products and services to the world. We know that growing your business internationally and finding new customers can look challenging, but it doesn't have to. Whether you're new to it or been doing it for years, at great.gov.uk, you'll find free support from the UK government with market insights, sector opportunities, expert webinars, and more. Find the answers and sell to the world at great.gov.uk.
This Easter at M&S, you can choose from 12 different types of hot cross buns. There's the dippy egg one, a soft and rich cocoa bun with a white and yellow gooey chocolatey centre. The luxury fruited hot cross bun, packed with plump currants, citrus peel and warming spices. And the extremely cheesy hot cross bun, with glorious chunks of red Leicester and cheddar cheese. These are not just hot cross buns, these are M&S hot cross buns, subject to availability.
On Radio X, one legend is responsible for getting you home.
That's me, Johnny Vaughan.
Another legend tells you stories of heroes.
That's Gavin of the Woodman Woods.
Now, a brand new legendary podcast digs deeper.
Johnny Vaughan's Bloomin' Legends.
If you think she was getting information out of the Nazis she was partying with in these venues, right? Yes. You're thinking, how do you get some sensitive information without them thinking, it's a bit odd, she's a bit busy, isn't she, for a dancer?
Johnny Vaughan's Blooming Legends.
Jaw-dropping stories of history's boldest icons and unsung heroes, unleashed and uncensored.
Download the latest episode now on Global Player, the official Radio X app.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Strap yourself in as we're back.
A couple of things, by the way. It was Alfie who sent me those lovely T-shirts from Percival the other day, James.
Oh, what a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've got a contact there now, so...
Oh, good.
In your face. Well, why is it good for you? Good. It's good for me.
We can share, because...
Alfie sounds like a great guy.
Good to share stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Why do you presume that Alfie is a man?
Oh, good point.
Sexist.
Yeah, we worked with Alfie, who's a woman.
Mm.
Alfie sounds great. Either way.
All right, so here's what we have for you. £10,000 giveaway. The lines close at 8. I will read the question one more time before we finish this hour, okay? If you want to win £10,000, don't switch off. I'll read you the question in a few minutes. Number two, Dom just announced...
Hooray for boobies.
There you are.
This was a T-shirt we've been sent in.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
It's just,
but it's also a coincidence that you love boobies.
Right. Hooray for boobies.
Then somebody said, because boobies are actually birds.
Yeah.
There is an episode of Planet Earth, or whatever it's called, with David Attenborough talking about boobies.
Mm.
And we found this.
Boobies, boobies, boobies. The booby, the proper booby way. Boobies, boobies, boobies. Boobies, boobies. The booby, boobies. Booby, boobies, booby. Boobies, the boobies. Boobies, the booby. Boobies. Boobies. The booby. There are boobies here, but not tits.
Oh!
Hooray for boobies.
Come on.
That's it. Because they're different birds as well, aren't they?
They're all birds.
They're all birds.
They're all birds.
Yellow ones, blue ones, lots of different
types. That's it. So thank you very much indeed for that, whoever sold us that. And one more time before the beat kicks in, Dom.
Hooray for boobies.
Lovely. 7:49 in the morning. It is Friday. It's Radio X. It's a Dandy Warhols.
Do, yeah. I'm glad you like mine too. See, we're looking pretty cool.
miniature pad. He's looking kinda bad. Yeah, you broke up, that's too bad. I guess it's fair if he always pays a rent and he doesn't get mad about sleeping on the couch when I'm there. Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel it's a bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel, whoa, whoa. I'm getting wise and I feel so bohemian like you. It's you that I want so please. Just a casual, casual, easy thing. Is it, it is for me.
Hooray for boobies.
And I like you, yeah, I like you. And I like you, I like you, I like you.
Jump,
like you,
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 jump.
Hooray for boobies.
Woo! Oh yeah. Can you tell Pippa's not here?
I just saw that.
Yeah, I love it when people text in that, and I hope they know they're joking, because if there was a discussion of should we play this or not, I think people would be like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, it's about birds, isn't it?
Yeah, Pippa's the laddiest one on this show, just so
she
you
is.
Absolutely.
That said, she's never actually said on the air.
Hooray for boobies.
So there you
that
are.
That is true. Me. She missed a trick.
Hey, 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 don't worry, Dom.
It's just magic.
Thank you.
I love it.
Right, 7:52. At 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to close the lines on our competition. The prize is £10,000. Yes, I know I've mentioned it a few times, but there are people who switch on all the time. There's somebody who just switched on during Danny Warhol's, and they're like, talk to me, I'll tell you. £10,000 giveaway. I have one question. All you have to do is text the word WIN, followed by your answer, and you text that to 83936. Now, that's going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you win, you will get in your bank account today £10,000. We're going to close the lines at 8 o'clock in less than 7 minutes. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, at radiox.co.uk. Answer this question. 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? 10 years ago, which Gavin and Stacey star became the host of American talk show The Late Late Show? You know the answer. So you write the word WIN, you write their name, and you send it to 83936. Write the word WIN, put the right answer in, their name, and send it to 83936. 83936. You've got to text it, and you've got to start your text with the word WIN and then the answer. You'll go into a draw if you do that. We'll pick somebody at random after 8 o'clock and we'll just dial the number live on the air. If that's you, your phone rings and it's me on the other end, you, my dear, dear listener friend, have just won £10,000 and we'll put it in your bank account today. By the time you finish work, by the time you go to the pub, by the time you are ordering pizzas for the kids tonight, you'll have £10,000 in your bank. Good God, man! So, text the word WIN, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. Good luck. £10,000. In your bank account this afternoon. Text now. Start your text with the word WIN, and seriously, best of luck.
What a drag it is, the shape I'm in.
Hooray for boobies.
Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me.
Hooray for boobies.
America.
Shh, Dominic. Lines close in 4.5 minutes. Good luck.
Oh, 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 oh. Trouble in America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday.
today was easy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. I light a cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. All my life, watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. Yes, I got the news. Oh, when you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down, no. I need you tonight to hold me. Say you'll be
song. Razor Light, America on Radio X. Thanks for listening to Radio X, by the way. We love Radio X, and we're really happy that you do too.
We really do.
Honestly. In fact, there's a song on the Platinum Hour coming up that I heard when I was listening to Radio X 90s the other day.
Ah, really?
Do you remember? I actually put a bit of Radio X 90s on the air because I said, I wonder what they're playing.
Yeah.
And they were playing a cracking song. So I'm like, I'm putting that in the Platinum Hour on Friday.
Nice.
And you can't remember it, can you?
I can't. I'm trying to think of what it was.
You'll find out. In 90 seconds, we close the lines at exactly 8 o'clock. That is for £10,000. If you want to win £10,000...
Hooray for boobies.
Not now, Dom. Then you know what to do. I'm not going to read it all out again. You know what to do. And if you've entered, good luck. You've got now 70 seconds before we close the lines. If you're like, ah, go on, I'll text. Because you're in the draw... You could be winning. 10 grand to give away after the news next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Hooray for boobies.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Big features in a compact SUV.
Radio X.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
Spring is in the air, and so is your chance to win £5,000. Imagine a luxury getaway, a shopping spree, or a home makeover. Whatever's on your wish list, there's only one way to make it happen. Enter at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Ooh, who's that?
She's automating invoices on the go.
QuickBooks can save you up to 8 hours a week, so you can bring your vision to life. Business differently with the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Now up to 90% off for new customers. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey, 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Take my money.
Glory to gravy. That's your mantra. Learn it, recite it, bite it. The gravy dipping double buckets. 10 mini fillets, 10 hot wings, 2 gravies, all for £11.99. Live by the mantra. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 27th of April, subject to availability, participating restaurants only, not available on delivery, see website for full D's and C's.
Last one laughing. You laugh, you're out.
Oh, this is a funny laugh.
Joining us are Bob Mortimer, Daisy May Cooper, Richard R. Wadi.
I haven't laughed since the 90s.
Sarah Pascoe, Joe Lycett, Lou Sanders.
We are bad at this game.
Joe Wilkinson, Harriet Kemsley, Judy Love and Rob Beckett.
I think I need a moment.
Join host Jimmy Carr with Roisin Connolly as 10 of Britain's best comedians do battle. New series Last One Laughing. Watch now, only on Prime Video.
Radio X. News update next.
Hey Sainsbury's, any ideas how I can impress this Mother's Day?
Give the gift all mums want, your time. You could cook up a roast, just how she likes it. Pick up a By Sainsbury's medium whole chicken today and get it half price with Nectar. Perfect for making a day of it.
Nice.
Oh, and don't forget to grab some flowers.
Oh, great idea. But if she asks, I thought of it.
Spoiling her this Mother's Day? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
18 plus, subject to availability. Nectar card required. Supermarkets only, excludes locals, ends 1st of April.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
So this is how it works, okay? The lines are closed. Don't text in now, because Joel will take your money, and he'll go to the shop and buy sweets with it.
Always does.
Yeah, so just be careful.
Finger of fudge, that lot.
It's just enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to do the news with Dominic Byrne, and then we'll play a song, get ourselves ready, and then we're going to make the call. Somebody is about to win £10,000 in minutes on The Chris Moyle Show. First, though, Dom's got your news. It's 3 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, King Charles has been experiencing side effects from his cancer treatment and has cancelled today's engagement. Buckingham Palace says he was taken to hospital as a precautionary measure yesterday. Our reporter Guy Stewart is outside Clarence House with more details.
This isn't being reported as something to worry about. Buckingham Palace hasn't disclosed what the side effects are, but says they aren't uncommon. We're told King Charles is disappointed and sorry for having to cancel his engagement. He was due to visit Birmingham today.
In other news this morning, WH Smith has agreed to sell its UK high street chain of stores. They've sold them to the retail investor Modella Capital. 500 shops will eventually be rebranded as TG Jones. The deal is valued at £76 million. Myanmar has been hit by a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. The impact has been felt as far as Bangkok in Thailand. Some high-rise buildings have been evacuated. A new prison has been opened in Yorkshire as part of efforts to tackle overcrowding. HMP Millsike will be able to hold up to 1,500 people. The Justice Secretary says the government can't build its way out of the crisis, though. And £415 million has been announced to improve struggling rail services in the north of England. Sir Keir Starmer claims the region will no longer be held to ransom by poor transport links.
Sport.
Chelsea are into the semi-finals of the Women's Champions League after knocking out Manchester City. They won 3-2 on aggregate, fighting back from 2-0 down in the first leg. Chelsea will face Barcelona for a place in the final. Sheffield United could go top of the Championship tonight. They're at home to Coventry. Leeds play tomorrow. Leeds. They're at home to Swansea.
Leeds.
And the FA Cup quarterfinals get underway this weekend. Tomorrow, Crystal Palace travel to Fulham before Brighton take on Nottingham Forest.
Oh, lovely.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Some early showers in the south, but it should brighten up later on this afternoon. There'll be temperatures getting up to 14 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
All right, can I talk about the news?
Yes, okay. Of course.
So, cider is more popular in Britain than anywhere else in the world.
Right.
But it's a very, very European drink. So Spain, France, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, huge sales of cider.
Okay.
But also the other side of the world, so Australia and New Zealand. It apparently is a drink the Romans noticed locals drinking this fermented drink made from apples. They took that cider-making recipe back to Italy, and then that spread throughout the Roman Empire.
Right. Did we have that in the news? I didn't see that in the news.
And you can make cider from any type of apple.
Right. Can you?
Yeah. It's your top story.
You're doing different. You're listening to different news.
No, it's your top story.
What, King Charles?
Yeah, what did you say?
He's cancelled his engagements.
Yeah.
Buckingham Palace say he was taken to hospital as a precautionary measure yesterday. Guy Stewart's outside Clarence House with the details.
Yeah, let's hear from him.
This isn't being reported as something to worry about. Buckingham Palace hasn't disclosed what the side effects are, but...
Right, and I'm giving you loads of side effects.
Thanks.
Cider apples are fermented in the same way as wine.
Yeah.
And, well, there's another side effect for you.
I didn't know you had so many side effects. Jingle.
Yeah. That's essential.
Well done. You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
I'm proud of it too.
Good.
Thank you. That secondly.
That was good. Yes.
I'll get over it. But I'm a little bit sad about WH Smith.
So that came up as on my news screen. That came up as a sort of breaking news about 20 minutes ago. A little flashed up in red, WH Smith. Me too. I use WH Smith all the time.
So the fact that WH Smith have sold themselves to somebody else, all right, whatever, well done, congratulations. I'm sure its company's worth a lot of money. But they're going to rebrand every WH Smith.
T.G. Jones.
Rubbish. By the way, really? Smith and Jones?
I know, yeah.
Do they have to have two letters, then a son?
Well, perhaps that's in the contract, I don't know.
Now, do we have any T.J. Jones, whatever?
T.G. Jones.
Do we have any of them in the UK already?
No.
Because, if we don't, then leave it.
Yeah, you don't.
Sorry, Mr. Jones. We want to keep W.H. Smith.
W.H. Smith. Everyone pops into W.H. Smith.
Right.
Well, obviously not enough people.
It doesn't seem to exist anywhere else. I don't think it's like a shop around the world.
Then don't rename it. Idiots, leave it as it is. I'm telling you, you don't know about business. Why take it?
They haven't bought the brand. They've bought. That's what I think it might be.
What?
So they've bought the
the sites.
Shops and the sites and stuff, but they haven't bought the brand.
So what will happen to WH Smith shops?
They'll become T.G. Jones shops in those spaces. They sold for 76 million.
Wow. You'll be telling me next they'll be changing the names of Opal Fruits.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
I love when people try and, make a point and they think they've made a really good point.
What have they said?
And you go, that's not the same thing, is it?
Right.
Andy in Wrexham says, that's rich, coming from XFM. I'm like...
What?
Oh, I see. I see you're trying to make a joke there, because we changed the name of XFM to Radio X a decade ago. No, it's not the same though, is it? Because XFM was really cool and much beloved.
Yeah.
But now, it's really, really successful. More popular... I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to break the news to you, but it is actually way more popular and way more successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since me and Dom arrived.
weird, isn't it?
So,
you know what I mean?
And me, hello.
Well, no, no, because we were here first, weren't we?
Thank you.
No, we were here first because of the success of me
Dame
and Tom.
I want to say.
That led to you getting a job here and Captain Crabbeard getting a job
here.
Share
the glory.
And it got way cooler when I joined. So much cooler.
Oh, my God. James has just texted me in.
Right.
They've changed the name of Opal Fruits to Starburst.
What?
Are you serious? Oh, do you know what? Honestly, I need something to eat. I need that. Where's my Snickers bar? No, marathon. I should have said marathon.
Damn it.
That was the joke there.
It's Friday. Someone is about to win some serious wonga.
Yes.
We call back the winner of £10,000 in just a moment. Ka-ching! Plus, Chris has got a list of absolute whoppers for the Platinum Hour from 9 o'clock. Only a fool would miss out on that. Welcome to Friday. And you know what they say, Friday is the new Saturday.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I'm so shocked by that Opal Fruit Starburst thing. I'm going to pour myself a bowl of Sugar Puffs.
That's good. That's better. Yeah, yeah.
They're not called Sugar Puffs anymore.
Change the name.
That's it. What are you saying?
Hooray for boobies.
That's lovely. All right. It's 12 minutes past 8. We got £10,000 to give away. We will make the phone call live after the Killers.
You sit there in your heartache, waiting. Some beautiful boy to save you from your old ways. You play forgiveness, watch it now, here he comes. He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman, like you imagine when you were young. Can we climb this mountain? I don't know. Higher now than Waiting on some beautiful
fruits, marathon chocolate bars, sugar puffs. They don't exist anymore. Oh, man. Do you know, I'd be really depressed if it wasn't for the fact that it was Friday and I can go home tonight and I can have some pancakes and put some Jif on there. That's what I can do. Someone's just texted in and said...
You were Jif on pancakes.
So you know how Jif changed its name to Sif?
Yes.
Right? Someone texted in and said they did that because people accidentally put kitchen cleaner on their pancakes. I'm like... I don't think that's why they changed the name.
No, they didn't.
I think it was probably branded as Sif in Europe and Jif in the UK, and they're like, we need to just change the name. Excuse me. I don't think there was anybody on Shrub Tuesday going,
no.
What? What have you put on these? It tastes rank. There's a bit of lemon juice out of this bottle here. It's got a mop and a dirty floor on the bottle.
I'm just busy putting Oil of Ulay on at the moment.
We did a parody advert years ago where we called it Oil of Olay.
Olay and?
Right, and then years later, they changed their name to Oil Olay. Of Olay.
Yeah.
We also did a really good fake advert for a pizza company, but I can't tell you that on the air.
It was
very funny. Would you like to know what it was called?
That's not for radio.
It was a pizza company, and any pizza you want, any size, no any flavour, is not a problem if you call.
Yeah.
You got it, James?
No.
What pizza do you want? Make up any pizza you like.
Pepperoni.
Yep.
Yeah.
With what? With, on it? Go on, go crazy.
Yeah. Pepperoni, cheese.
Yep.
Yeah.
Olives.
Olives.
Yeah.
Olives, pepperoni.
Yeah.
Gold.
Gold.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yep. What size do you want?
Large.
Extra small, large. Doesn't matter, in a triangle-shaped box, no problem. Because nothing's a problem when you call...
pizza something.
That's
pizza.
It.
And it's pizza. Not pizza cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we've got a competition to do.
Oh, yes.
Should we call back a winner?
Yeah.
God, his whiny voice just annoys me. Do you know what he just said during the news? Before I introduced you doing the news, I went... Dom's going to do the news, then we're going to play a song, and we're going to give away £10,000.
Yeah.
And then he mouths at me during the news, are we playing a song after the news?
And we did.
Just to check. You've got to check.
You're on fire today.
Thank you.
I see, I see your future.
Thank you.
I see your future, James, and it's heart-shaped.
Ooh.
No, that's the wrong one.
Heart-shaped.
That's that seat.
It's heart-shaped. Let's give away £10,000. Okay, if you text in to win, best of luck. Seriously now, this is just the luck of the draw, literally. We're going to pick one correct entry. We're going to dial the number live. If they don't answer for whatever reason, we'll give it a few seconds. We'll try it again. If they don't answer then they're gone and we'll pick another correct entry. All right? Now, depending on how you're listening to the show, if you're listening on old-fashioned FM, you're good to go. But make sure you turn the radio down. If you're listening on... or Global Player, or anything like that, there could be a delay. So your phone might ring before you've heard me dial the number, if that makes sense. So your phone might actually call, and you might think, oh, who's that ringing me again? But it could still be me. If I call you, you're going to be live on the air, so please don't swear. But please feel free to be as happy as you can be. It's £10,000 going into your bank account today. First of all, we need to switch on James's supercomputer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
Is that...
Oh, you interrupted it.
Is that... Sorry. It sounds like a broken kazoo.
Yeah.
And then it goes through all the correct entries. And then it selects one. And then it flashes that on the screen.
Bing!
And then...
It's aggressive today, isn't it, the computer?
And then away we go. All right.
It's ready, yeah.
Okay, good.
Is it ready now?
It says affirmative on the screen.
Oh, that's good. Right. No messing around now. This is it. £10,000. We're going to make the call now. Best of luck.
Hello.
Hi, are you alright?
Not bad, you?
Yeah, good. Where are you?
I'm just at home at the moment.
You're at home. What time are you leaving?
I'm working from home today.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise. Are you on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. What time is everyone back?
They've all gone out, so...
Oh.
Mm.
Everything okay? You sound a bit weird.
Yeah. No, sorry. I was just... I've just literally got in from the gym, so...
Aye. Good for you. You went early.
Yeah.
What day was it today?
It's Friday.
No.
I love that.
Was it legs day? Was it...
Leg day,
all right. You feeling all right?
Yeah. They're
good.
Feeling a bit null at the minute, but...
Do you know who this is?
It's Chris, isn't it?
Yeah. And you're...
Ryan.
That was it. And you're in, remind me...
Chesterfield,
that was it.
God's country.
Yeah. What are your weekend plans, Ryan?
Nothing really. Take them all out for some food.
Oh, yes, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, of course. Yeah, now, well remembered.
Have you actually booked anything?
Yeah, I have.
Oh,
it's a surprise for her.
Oh,
let's not say what.
Is it Disneyland?
No.
Okay. Right. Chessington World of Adventures.
Yeah. Blown it.
No, it's not.
Okay,
don't ask me any more questions.
Ryan, there's no need for you to say, no, it's not. I think I got the fact that you are not taking your mum to Chessington World of Adventures for Mother's Day, although I'm sure there will be people doing it.
I was going to say, what a lovely day.
How old are you, Ryan?
I'm 30.
30. All right, you struggle to say that, but that's fine. And you're not married, are you?
No.
And you've got no kids?
No.
Okay, so who are the people that had left your house that I referred to earlier that you said, yes, they've all gone out?
It's my parents.
Oh, okay. You live at home?
Yep.
Oh, fair dues.
Oh, Ryan.
Mm.
Oh, Ryan.
Very sensible, I'd say.
Are you sat down or stood up?
I'm stood up at the
minute. Okay, all right. Shall I do it now and then get it out of the way?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Ryan?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Ryan?
Hello.
I love the fact that you're just at home on your own right now.
Yeah.
All right, okay. No messing around. You ready? Ryan?
Yeah.
You just won £10,000.
Yay!
Now, I'm not having that. I'm really sorry. I'm not having that. You've not won a pair of socks, Ryan. Mm. There's no one in the house, and that's the reaction that I get.
That's going to be a terrible trial.
I understand you might be nervous, Ryan, but let's just try it again.
Yeah.
Ryan, you just won £10,000!
Come on!
Better.
You're right, Ryan.
Yeah.
Good.
£10,000. Well done. Congratulations.
That's amazing.
What are you going to spend the money on?
What a winner. Captain?
Probably a holiday.
Yeah, definitely.
Will you chop this up, Captain? Because this is going to be a best of the Chris Miles Show clip for years to come.
This is lovely.
We'll have this on a promo.
I've never been...
Ryan, calm down, will you?
Where's your holiday to, Ryan?
I'll calm down in a minute.
Yeah.
you're brilliant.
Yeah, I appreciate, you got a bit giddy there. Mm. But,
yeah.
Where are you going to go on holiday, Ryan?
Probably New York.
Ooh. Oh.
Yay.
Perfect. That'd be great.
Have you been to New York before?
Yeah, I've been.
Yay. That's you there, Ryan.
Yay.
That's you when you found out you won 10 grand.
Yeah.
Can I take some money off him?
No.
He doesn't deserve not. 10.
Yes, he does.
Listen.
I don't think we're allowed to take money off winners, are we? I don't think so.
Yay.
That's the reaction to 10 grand.
Yeah.
That's less of a reaction that I have when I'm in the house on my own and I go, oh, I need a poo. Yay. Peace and quiet.
10 grand. Love it.
What word do you do, Ryan?
I'm a network engineer.
I don't believe anything Ryan says. Am I the only one?
A network
engineer? I don't believe him.
Is that like a telecoms company type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's making up. Every answer starts with a, I don't believe you, Ryan. I think you're a wrong'un.
All right, okay.
No, you meant to say, no, I'm not, Chris.
It's not a
no, fair enough.
No, I'm not.
I think you're wrong'un.
Yay.
Chris, don't care what you think of me. I just won 10 grand of your money. What's the feeling about that?
Yeah.
Ryan, well done.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Spend it well.
Yeah.
Yes, I will do.
Yeah. All right. Lovely, lovely talking to you.
And you.
Shame you couldn't have joined us on the air, but congratulations. Well done. Enjoy your money. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Is he gone? So, seriously. It's just like a crap wind-up.
I think he was overwhelmed.
Oh.
I'm going to say.
Overwhelmed? Mm. He wasn't over anything. He was underwhelmed.
Yeah, I think. Yay.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was when you asked him before, like, Ryan, he went, yes. Ryan, he went, yes.
Like, if he's just nervous, I understand it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Even then at the end, I went, all right, bye, Ryan. He went, bye.
Yeah. I think he'll message in afterwards and go, sorry, I was really nervous.
Yeah.
I think that's
just
what happened.
Not an emotional guy.
Who's with me? I'm not buying this.
What do you mean?
I'm not buying it. I don't know. I think he's 14 with a very deep voice. There's something fishy there. He's just won £10,000?
Yeah.
10 grand?
Yeah.
10 grand!
Yay.
Someone's saying, why are all the winners...
Yay!
Why are all the winners such massive personalities? I hope his holiday is rubbish.
No, that's mean.
Come on, that's just mean.
I don't hope his holiday is rubbish, yeah, but yeah. I'm like, and you know, I mean, I would have liked more than...
Yay!
Oh, dear. Do you know what? If he's genuine and it's the luck of the draw. It's what I said, isn't it?
Absolutely right.
And 10 grand might go a hell of a long way for him.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, if you're listening now, mate, seriously, congratulations. Enjoy every second.
Exactly.
And, by the way, I take it all back because you've actually booked something for your mum for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Shh, but it's a surprise. Don't tell her she's going to Alton Towers. Oh, no, she's going to Alton Towers.
Yeah.
You know?